This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time by Kingdom Ministries and the Litchfield Church of God, and is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's coming kingdom. We talk a lot about the kingdom simply because it was the message that was on the lips of Jesus during his ministry. And if it was important to Jesus, it is important for us, and it needs to be transmitted into the lives of individuals today. But not a lot about the kingdom is talked about, and we need to study this. We need to learn it. We need to believe it, and then we need to share it with others so they will know about the kingdom, because the message of the kingdom was at the heart of Jesus' ministry. It was a main part of the gospel. The gospel is the message of God's coming kingdom. It included God's coming kingdom and then also the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We were studying in a previous week that the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is vital, that we need to believe in Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. Jesus is God's only begotten Son, a mortal man, a human being that was born to die for the sins of the world, to die. God cannot die. Jesus died for us. It's someone that God provided so that you and I could have life and believe in Jesus and then to be baptized into Jesus Christ. And thereby, by becoming a child of God, by being baptized, we find the scriptures teach who we are. I want you to get a Bible and follow along in some of the passages that we're going to be discussing today. Get a piece of paper and a pencil or pen and write them down. I would like to have you look at the book of Galatians in the New Testament. Paul writes this letter to the church at Galatia, and he is talking about individuals who have been baptized into Jesus Christ, who have believed, who have repented, and who have been baptized. Now, notice the three elements that are there. They have believed, they have repented, and they have been baptized. They believe first, and then they repent, and they are baptized. Each person goes through that process. And so baptism must come in a time when the individual of their own free will is able to make a judgment call about their life that, yes, I do need God. I do need to receive Jesus as my Savior. I need to change my life and repent. And so it's a decision that is made by a person who has the faculties about them, what I call the age of accountability, sometimes around age 11 to 10, 11, 12, 13, that era on into adulthood, when a person knows the difference between right and wrong. It is an adult decision that each person must make for themselves. And when they accept Jesus Christ, they become a child of God. Now we find here in Galatians, the third chapter, Paul the Apostle says that we are in faith. By faith, we are no longer under the law, for all of you are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Verse 27 of Galatians 3 says, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus, and if you belong to Christ, then you're Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise." Abraham looked for a day when the kingdom would be established. And the book of Hebrews and chapter 11 bears a lot of that out. So I commend that passage of Hebrews 11 to you and ask that you take time and read Hebrews 11, all those men and women of faith, and read what they about their lives, and see that they were people who believed and trusted in God, but looked for a future day when the kingdom would be established. the kingdom theme was throughout Jesus' ministry, and it was a matter Jesus said that people need to accept him as the Son of God. Peter made a statement, and we talked a couple weeks ago about this, when he was taking a pulse of the disciples of who people thought he was from Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13. He asked who people thought he was, and there were varied opinions. Some thought he was John the Baptist, and of course John the Baptist had been put to death, so in that particular case, they kind of thought he was John the Baptist come back to life. They also, some thought that he was Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets. So Jesus said, who do you think I am? And then Peter said, you're the Christ. You are the Messiah. You're the anointed one of God. And I'll stop here and just recap this for a minute. What we find in this, the name, Jesus is God's only begotten Son. We hear often the word Jesus Christ. Christ is not a last name. It's not part of Jesus' name. It's the title that he has. Jesus is the Christ. And that the word Christ itself is a Greek term that means God's anointed one. So Jesus is the Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus, God's anointed one. And in the Old Testament, in Hebrew, the counter word for Christ in Hebrew that also means God's anointed is the word Messiah. And the Jews throughout the Old Testament were looking for their Messiah, searching for, praying for, earnestly desiring the coming of the Messiah that the prophets said would bring in an age of peace. They were looking for their Messiah. They were looking for God's anointed one, and this is Jesus. It's fascinating to imagine how it was that in Jesus' day, when Jesus performed deeds that the Messiah would perform, that his people still rejected him. It was God's will. It was God's desire at that time that Jesus die for the sins of the people, die for the sins of the whole world, and then be raised back to life, and then, and only then, be immortal, and ultimately then, today, he is at the right hand of God. He will then return someday in the future, and I believe that that day is not far away. We're living in very interesting times. As you look at Bible prophecy and see what's happening in our world, we're living in what I would call the end times, and Jesus will be coming soon. I don't have a day. I don't have an hour. I'm not naming any dates. I don't have that information. I'm not privileged to that information. Only God knows the day of the second coming. But the simple message that Jesus is coming back, the kingdom will be established, it's a simple message, and Jesus said this message needs to be received by people as a little child. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 11, Matthew chapter 13, starting with verse 11, Jesus was talking in parables, and he said, it is to you that has been granted the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, and to them it is not. He said, but whoever has, this message is going to be given to those who will listen, who will understand the message in Matthew 13. The importance of the kingdom is that if you are going to be blinded and say, no, this is not truth, then you are literally blind and deaf to what the scriptures actually are teaching. Matthew 18 and verse 13, Jesus said that the kingdom needs to be received in this very, very special way. He was telling his disciples that when they were talking about who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, he called a little child to himself and set them in their midst there. And he said, truly I say to you, unless you are converted, and that's repentance and conversion means repentance and the changing of the heart, and become like little children, Little children of faith, simple acceptance of what is being presented, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Truly I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, in Matthew, Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven. I talk about the kingdom of God. It's the same thing. It's the synonymous terms, kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God. Kingdom of heaven is not kingdom in heaven. It is of heaven. It is where it is coming from. And it is a kingdom that will be established on the earth. And this message that Jesus preached was followed in the teaching and preaching by Philip in the book of Acts in chapter 8 and verse 12, the passage in Acts 8, 12, write that one down and go back and double check it. It says, when they believed Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, men and women alike. Notice it was men and women alike, adults making a conscious, literal decision of their own free will. And Paul the Apostle talked about the kingdom of God in his own hired house, as recorded in Acts chapter 28, verse 23, as well as Acts 28, verses 30 to 31. He was striving to teach and preach and persuade people about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus. It was vital in those early days. Jesus preached it. The apostles preached it. The early church believed it and taught it and tried to perpetuate this message. And we have gotten away from the message of the kingdom of God today. And we need to get back to that message. It was vital for Jesus. It was vital for the apostles. It's vital for us. And to receive it as a child. And if we don't receive this kingdom message, we might be in difficulty, in jeopardy. Read Matthew chapter 18. Whoever does not humble himself as a child, he is the greatest. Whoever receives the child in my name receives me. But he said here, if you got to be converted and become as a child, if you don't do that, verse 3 of Matthew 18, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You will not enter the kingdom of God if you do not receive this kingdom message as a child. Simple faith. Don't make so much hard work out of it. It's a simple message. It's received in faith. God will then richly bless you as you continue your study and become a student of His holy word. May God bless you as you study.